on Texas football. We got a very special guest today, of course, 2025 Calvary Baptist Academy running back in the house, James Simon, joining us on Texas football. Of course, I'm CJ Vogel today. We're going to have a fun conversation today, James. I'm very glad that you were able to join us. Get a little bit to peel back the curtain about you, learn what you are, not only on the football field, but you as a person as well, as Texas continues its recruitment of you. First off, I want to thank you for joining us today. This is big time. I know we've had a lot of fans and followers ask about you and your recruitment. I want to ask you off the bat, you just mentioned you got a little crawfish boil later up today that's coming up. I mean, Louisiana's got to have the best crawfish in the country. Am I right?
Oh, no, you're definitely right about that one.
Well, good deal. What's the best – what are the best sides? What goes into a good crawfish boil for you?
I love to get potatoes, the sausage, and definitely the onions are nice. I'm not really a corn guy, honestly.
You're not a corn guy. Okay, so that was the big question I was going to ask you, because we see it all the time down here. Of course, I'm sure it's big in Shreveport as well, but not a corn guy. We'll make note of that. I wanted to ask you, of course, I mean, we've seen the offers come in. Of course, Texas is very interested. I wanted to ask you to take us back a little bit to the very early days of your football playing career. I mean, what got you into football, and when did you start to know that, okay, I've got something going here. I'm a pretty good football player.
I would say about when I was younger, just seeing my dad coach and seeing him around all the football players, I kind of wanted to be able to do what they do. And so I would start practicing like they do, try and do things that they do. And then obviously there's highlights and a bunch of stuff in NFL players. And so I'm watching like Odell Beckham, and I'm watching like Reggie Bush and all this type of stuff like that. I'm trying to go out with my friends and try to recreate the same stuff. And you know, I feel like I can do it, and I'm starting to do it. So I feel like I got some actual talent and I can actually make something happen. So I just got with my dad and we started training from about a little young age. So, I mean, we just kind of worked this since there.
Yeah, so you mentioned your dad. He was a coach. Did you know right away that running back was going to be your spot? They put the ball in your hands and it was like, all right, I can make magic out of nothing, basically? Or how did you come about knowing that running back was going to be the spot for you?
I would definitely say because he was a running back as well. So it kind of made me want to be one from the jump. And then me kind of just – yeah, like I love having the ball in my hands. I love to be able to just get in space. So I would say, yeah, definitely just being able to get the ball as much as I can. That's what kind of pulled me to play running back.
Yeah, of course, we'll have your film going here in a little bit as well. Take us through your game. What do you think the strengths are about your running style? Of course, we see the big plays. We see the physicality and the one-cut ability as well. In terms of, in your own words, what is it about your running style that makes you a special back?
I would definitely say my ability to make people miss, but as well as the size I'm able to do it at. So if I wanted to lay my shoulder down, I definitely could. I wanted to get a fourth and one, I definitely could. But definitely was very slept on, I'd say, my ball skills, my ability to run routes out the backfield, out the slot, even wide out maybe, and just, you know, go get a ball. So I think really just all around I can kind of do whatever I'm asked to do at a high level.
Yeah, we know that's a big part of Tashard Choice's running back room here at Texas, is being able to be a threat in a passing game. So that's a key point I hope a lot of Texas fans are taking note of as well in your game. I wanted to go back a little bit. You mentioned Reggie Bush, and I know he had a small stint down in New Orleans as a Saint, but one of the most dynamic running backs in all of college football. Was he a guy that you looked up to in the running back room in terms of, you know, just the broad scale of what he brought to the national scene? And if not, I mean, who else were you kind of modeling your game after when you were growing up?
I liked Reggie because I used to watch all those just ankle breaker highlights, and he had a bunch of them, like him, LeSean McCoy. Those are the guys really doing it back then. But when I kind of grew up in about middle school and kind of still in high school, early high school, just watching players, I definitely was watching Bijan Robinson and Saquon Barkley. Those two were the main guys that I watched a lot.
Yeah. A couple of talented running backs, no doubt about that. I wanted to go back just a little bit. You mentioned your dad was a coach, but I wanted to get a sense of where you got the athleticism from. Is that from your mom's side, your dad's side? Who kind of gives you that you know, the genes there that makes you such a talented athlete?
I would have to say my dad, definitely in the aspect of the elusiveness and just being able to be so quick and react quick. I know there are some ball players on my mom's side as well, but I would have to say my dad's side for sure.
I know he's probably pumping his fist right now hearing that. That's always one of my favorite questions to ask because you never know where the, you know, there's a hidden athlete somewhere in the family. And of course, you know, it's a little bit of bragging rights on the dad's side if he's the one that gets the answer there. So good stuff. I wanted to go to a quick little rapid fire. So I'll list off a couple of topics. Just give me a one or two sentence, you know, answer what you think your answer is to each question, if that makes sense. So we'll start right off the bat. We'll go favorite team growing up. Do you have one in the NFL?
I would say Cowboys for sure.
Okay, America's team. I like it. You and I are in the same boat here. Are they going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon?
You know, I'm going to just go with yes. Yes, for sure.
Okay, that's a great answer. Favorite run, play to hear in the huddle?
Either Detroit or Lion or Tampa or Bucks. Those are Detroit Lion is our draw play, and the Tampa and Bucks is our counter play. They both average almost 10 yards a carry or more.
Favorite pregame warm-up song?
Man, I got a lot. I would say there's definitely – I don't have a song, but I got, like, an artist. I definitely Youngboy definitely gets me going for sure.
I'm sure that's the one I've heard a lot about. So that's a good one. And I wanted to go back to what is your favorite meal? You know, you got a pregame meal, you got a meal that, you know, you go out to a nice dinner. What gets you going on when it comes to the dinner table?
I'll definitely go with Chipotle for sure. Okay. Just a good meal from there. I had it yesterday. I mean, I got leftovers too. If you eat that, I can eat that any day, every day.
Are you a bowl or burrito guy?
A burrito guy for sure.
There we go. Well, perfect. Now I want to get to recruiting a little bit, of course. On Texas Football, we cover all sorts of things in the football world. Recruiting is a big part of it. We know that you're being courted a little bit by Tashard Choice, Steve Sarkisian, and the Texas staff as well. You're down for the Texas spring game. We talked a little bit after that. Take us back to your time on campus then, and what really stood out to you about that afternoon on campus and what you saw on the field?
What definitely stood out, I would say, is just my talks with the coaches every time, because it's more than just football with them. It's just about life in general, as well as being a football player at the same time and being able to carry yourself as a professional. So I definitely love having the talks that I have with Choice for sure. He's a great guy. Love his personality. And, Coach Sark, too. I got to talk with Brandon Harris. It was good. He's fam for sure. So I've known him for a little minute. So all just my talks and conversations with them is always something I have fun doing. And the game itself was really good. What Arch did was pretty wild. Coming out like that and throwing bombs the whole time was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it felt like they wanted to put on a show with Arch and Trey Owens as well. The quarterback certainly stole the show, stole the headlines, in my opinion. But the running back certainly had an afternoon as well. Going back a little bit to Coach Choice, I know that he's had a pretty successful run here of putting running backs into the NFL. What's your kind of take on that? Your view on the development that his guys have taken under his tutelage so far?
I would say he just is a very good coach, too, because just everything has been proven itself, what he's been able to do and how he's been able to develop his guys and what he does with them from such an early on age. So it definitely just kind of shows how much he is good as a developer as he is a person and coach.
And I know you got a Texas official visit coming up June 21st through 23rd. I'm hoping they take you to a nicer restaurant than Chipotle, but of course that might not be a bad idea after all. When it comes to Texas and, of course, that official visit, is there anything that you're hoping to see when you get back down to campus that maybe you haven't seen so far during your visits previously?
I don't recall going on like a real campus tour, really getting to see Austin and what it is about, also like the academic places like that, and kind of just everything as the student life and kind of outside of the facility and stuff like that.
Definitely. And of course, with Texas moving to the SEC now, they're kind of moving down to your territory a little bit more in the Southeast, getting to play LSU, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia. I mean, did that play a little bit of a factor in your recruitment from Texas when they started picking up the phone a little bit more with you? You start hearing that they're moving to the SEC. Does that raise eyebrows with you a little bit?
I never thought of it, but it definitely is intriguing to, know that they're going to be able to go into the SEC and be able to play against the top dogs. So I definitely have been wanting to go, play and be able to go against the best of the best. So that is definitely something cool to have for them.
And then big picture-wise, I know that you're still in the process of finalizing some visits in the summer months. Who are some of the big schools that you're hearing from as well? I know Georgia and LSU were in the picture for a little bit. Notre Dame, is Texas A&M. Who I want to hear from you. Who's some of these schools that are competing at the moment with Texas?
Definitely LSU for sure. Notre Dame, A&M, and Bama for sure. Those are all some schools that have been recruiting me very hard and definitely wanted me to attend their school for sure.
Do you have any other official visits locked in just yet, or are you going to sit and wait a little bit before locking anything else in?
I was going to sit and wait, definitely talk to my family and see who else, how we want to schedule it and what we're going to do for sure.
Perfect. And then, of course, big picture-wise, where does Texas kind of sit right now in your recruitment?
I would say they recruit me heavy, so – I'm very interested in them, and it's just a great thinking process that I'll have to do to know if I want to go there just as much as they want me there.
Absolutely. Well, this has been great, James. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Of course, Crawfish Boil coming up, so go enjoy your Saturday. Stay away from the corn. Of course, we made note of that earlier. One last question I want to ask you, and this is a fun one because I know I get all sorts of different questions and answers about this one, but football players on the hardware, whenever they go play basketball, are you a guy that can pick up a ball and go, are you a good basketball player? Because I ask football players all the time about this, and they're like, of course, I could drop 20 anytime. But I know with you it's a little different. Tell me a little bit about your game on the hardware.
I definitely can go pick up a basketball and give somebody 20 for sure.
There we go.
I go hoop with my friends all the time. I just didn't want to – I want to keep basketball for the basketball players. When I got in high school, I didn't want to go and try and take over. I'm already doing football, so I had to leave them to that. So I definitely would go play basketball with them, though, all the time outside of real sports.
Well, there we go. That's a perfect answer. I leave basketball to the basketball players as well because I simply just sit in the corner. That's not my sport. But I know I wanted to thank you very much for joining us on Texas Football this morning. Of course, James Simon, 2025 running back out of Calvary Baptist Academy in Shreveport, Louisiana, Texas, right there in the mix for your recruitment, your commitment. Of course, the official visit coming up June 21st through 23rd. But this has been Texas Football. And James Simon, thank you very much for joining us. This has been tremendous. Hook 'em.